Thank you for listening to this edition of the Call of the Day. If you want to hear all my calls live, be sure to listen to my full program Monday through Friday on Sirius XM Stars Channel 109. David, welcome to the program.
Hey, Dr. Laura. Pleasure to speak with you. I'm a little nervous, so bear with me.
Sure.
I'm calling because I think I hit a little bump in the road with my wife. I recently came to find out that she has somewhat of an obsession with another man that she came into contact with at a gym. They've had no outside contact except for an initial contact at the gym, but I come across some online history, and it seems like it was a daily thing, multiple times a day, checking in on this person, seeing what they're doing, what they're about. And it just, I don't know, I feel kind of betrayed, and I want to get your take on it. If I'm making a bigger issue of it than needs to be, or...
No, it is a very big issue.
Okay.
It's an affair, whether or not they've been naked.
Yeah.
So, what's been happening in your marriage?
I mean, I'm a business owner. I'm very busy. We got two young children. She's a stay-at-home mother. We've been going to therapy over this issue, and
you're very busy.
Yes.
When are you home?
When am I home?
Mm-hmm.
I'm home in the morning at about 6:30. I leave. I come home at night about, 7:30, 8 o'clock, and I see everybody for about an hour and a half before I go to sleep, and I do it again the next day.
Going to sound very rude now. People love to say I'm rude.
Yeah, okay. Give it to me.
That is a stupid plan.
Yep.
You should never have married if you're going to work those hours. Leave a woman, or in the reverse, you leave a man, but here, there's your call. Leave a woman alone that much, without affection and attention and interaction, and other things are just going to fall into place. And that would happen if the genders were reversed.
Yep.
You better change your schedule and be home with your family and be around for your woman. They're not props in your life. They're supposed to be the main part of your life. And a lot of you men make the mistake of making work the main part of your life using the excuse that you are supporting the family. That's the excuse, but the truth is if you didn't have a wife and kids, you'd be working these hours. You're not doing that for them. You're doing that for you. And you're going to lose your woman, which means you lose your kids.
Yep.
So you can be in therapy till you're all purple in the face. It's not going to help.
Mm-hmm.
You're not there.
Yeah,
if that was the amount of time you saw her when you were courting her, you never would have gotten her to marry you. But the therapist didn't mention any of this, right?
No, that's come up, and I think this has kind of been a wake-up
call. Oh, it has come up. Oh, yes, good. Then you have a decent therapist. Yes, good.
Yeah, it has. I mean, prioritizing time with each other, and, you know, since this event.
You got to be home at 6.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, got to be home at 6.
Okay.
And you have to text and call and pick her up for lunch. Got to pick her up for lunch. Just takes an hour. You have to have lunch anyway. Pick her up, have a nice lunch, feel her up under the table. You know what I mean.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Yeah. Stuff you used to do, you know.
Yep.
Remember that was fun times?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, okay. You work till 6, you see her for lunch. The guy will be dead meat.
Okay. All right, I appreciate that, doctor. I'll take that advice, and I'll follow through with it.
Good. Thank you, sir. Thank you for listening to this edition of The Call of the Day. You can hear every call I take on the Dr. Laura program, Monday through Friday on Sirius XM Stars Channel 109 from 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. Eastern Time.